Joined by Sonoma County's treasurer, Gay LeBaron, is here. Good morning, Gay.
Good morning, Pat.
And I'm always happy to have Gay on the air. And now I'm holding a copy of her latest book, which, of course, involves local history and a damn fine story, too. The Wonder Seekers of Fountain Grove. And you've been interested in this part of the county, Fountain Grove, for a long time now.
A long time.
Yeah.
Since the late 60s, really.
Late 60s. And, of course, you know, we think of Fountain Grove now, and we get the image and the perception of something completely different. But who knew? I didn't know the history behind Fountain Grove. I knew a little bit about the Japanese effect and overlap there. But Thomas Lake Harris, I know the street. But man, oh man, this guy was way more than a character, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And it's interesting because it's very hard for me, being the way I am, to take it all seriously. But we're talking the 1860s and 70s.
Yeah.
But people took him very seriously. It was a time of the utopian communities coming up all over the country. California was a little bit later.
See,
than
I thought we had the corner on that market in the 1960s, but apparently
no,
not.
We had the corner in the late 19th century.
Right.
There were seven utopian communities in California, and four of them were in Sonoma County. And Fountain Grove was the most important in the sense of the whole utopian movement. It lasted the longest. It was the biggest. And in those terms, the most successful.
Was it like a sex cult, Gay?
Well, that's a good question, Pat, because some said it was and some said it wasn't.
So some probably had a higher purpose.
Yes, exactly.
Way of thinking about it.
But Harris definitely had some very odd sexual practices and very odd sexual laws or, you know,
rules.
Rules,
huh? Yeah.
Right. Including, you know, not being opposed to earthly marriage and waiting for your counterpart in the celestial sphere. And I have a very hard time saying these things with a straight face, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's why you're the perfect person to write this book about this extremely colorful character.
Well, I tried very hard not to be snarky. But and actually, my co-author, Bart Casey, who first ran into Thomas Lake Harris when he was a student at Harvard, and my goodness sakes, he's retired now from Ogilvy in you know, the big ad agency.
Yeah.
And he was getting in the stacks at the Widener Library at Harvard. He was looking for a poem by John Keats, and he was looking ahead of him, and he looked up to the left, and he saw a shelf that was completely filled with books that had the same binding. And they were all Thomas Lake Harris. Because
really?
He had his own press at Fountain Grove. He published his own poetry.
So this guy was a big deal. Was he known nationally?
He was known nationally in those circles.
Okay.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And certainly in books that have been written about the utopian movements, he certainly figures into it. He figures into it in a big way.
Okay.
And there's a book called The Prophet and the Pilgrim, which was written, I think, in the late 30s, maybe early 40s, by a Harvard professor that's about Harris.
I guess it's kind of easy for us to understand Sonoma, even as we look at Sonoma County today, why somebody like that with those sorts of unusual views might end up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still makes sense, it's right?
Well, somebody told me once when I was teaching a class and we were talking about how many utopian communities were here, he said he knew why, because he was of this bent. And I said, well, tell me why. And he said, because it's the shape of Sonoma County. And I said, you mean the hills around and the valleys?
Yeah.
And this? And he said, no, it's because if you look at a map, Sonoma County is shaped like a uterus. It's a mother county.
Oh, that's the why of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all
so
in mapping.
I just offer you that for what it's worth.
What did you find surprising as you were looking into writing this book, The Wonder Seekers of Fountain Grove?
Well, I found, first of all, I mean, Harris is just full of surprises everywhere you turn, and all the things that he did to people, how he used people, how successful he was at this financially and spiritually.
He got a lot of people big named people to give up their money for him.
That's exactly correct. But I think the biggest surprise, the story that I have to say I like the best is Nagasawa's story.
Yeah.
Because it really is the story of, he was one of the first five or six Japanese in the United States.
Yeah, and did he make an impression.
He sure did. And his story and the story of how he came to be here is really a story of how Japan emerged from isolation into the real world.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
And became a huge part of really what drives our county now.
Wine.
Yeah.
Wine.
Exactly.
Because he was the winemaker. He was good at it. And the Fountain Grove wine was the first California wine to sell in New York, the first one to sell in England and Scotland. I mean, it was a pioneer.
I would never have known that. And how... First of all, how many buildings were there in what we consider to be the Fountain Grove area at that time in the late 1800s? It wasn't a neighborhood or any kind of a residential thing.
It was a ranch, about 1,500 acres, I think, by the time Harris bought everything around him. And there was his house, which was the manor house.
I bet it was nice, too.
It was. It was amazing. I mean, and 100 years later, you could take your finger and work the windows. I mean, it was that.
Wow.
I mean, I measured that by...
by whether it still works or not.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And there was a house called the Familstery. They called it a cottage, but it was a Victorian cottage. It was two stories, double fireplaces, and that's where the women lived. And there was a place called the Commandery, which burned actually in the 1800s. But it was enormous. The pictures of these are in the book. And it was where the men lived.
Wow.
And then there was the winery, and then later on there was an office, and there was the printing press, and the little building with the printing press, there was the Japanese there was a blacksmith shop.
Right.
There was,
that makes sense.
Later, the champagne cellars after Harris left. There was considerable amount, and the various sheds and farm buildings, plus the round barn, which wasn't built with Harris's time.
Let's stop right there if we can. Can you hang out for a few more minutes? Because I'd like to take a break and come back and talk about the round barn. And I'm, of course, curious. I don't think I'm giving anything away, or I hope you won't, about the fate of Thomas Lake Harris. Let's talk about that next.